Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Sports Lounge. Each and every week we are here to talk to you about behind the scenes in the world of sports. My name is Michael Horn. The star of our show is a man we call the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, a record that'll withstand the test of time. It's the one and only Fred Dreyer. Hello, Fred.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you, Michael Horn.
Hey, I haven't talked to you in a year.
And to everybody out there, I hope they got through the new year and are looking forward to a bright and rosy one. I know I am.
It's been cold all over the country, except here in Southern California.
And instead of going to another football game in the middle of the wintertime, we out here are lucky that we live in Pasadena.
Yeah, Rose Bowl, all that good stuff. We have it all going on. But, yeah, it's been in the Los Angeles, Southern California area. We broadcast from Hollywood with, it looks like around 70-some-odd degrees, while the rest of the country have gotten into single digits. It's been pretty darn cold.
Yeah, and here's the funny thing. You know, we had these fires just recently, and as always, luck has it. Every time we have a tremendous fire, it's followed by flash floods. And I hope that
when it does rain, it does not
flash flood.
In the meantime, I saw a guy standing on the bridge, the overcrossing over the Michigan River, and he was dressed in a parka. I'm telling you, it was like very cold in Chicagoland, and New York is hitting the deal, and I'm telling you. Hey, we got big games coming up, and but before we get to them, we'll be talking about the big Monday playoff game here for all the marbles. How was your week? Did you have a good New Year's? Did you go out and celebrate? You used to hit the town and do all that kind of good stuff?
I did not do anything of this This New Year's. I stayed home and I read and I caught up on my Frank Sinatra, Ava Gardner love story.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. You're reading a book about that?
Yeah, it was good. There's two of them. Lee Sarver has one on Ava Gardner, and then the great one is by Kaplan, The Voice. Frank Sinatra.
And you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And go to his website, freddreyer.co. That's where his Highway 395 movie is available for you. Go to Fred Dreyer.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pool Dog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. You were on the Doug Steffen show here this last week, huh?
Yes, I was. Doug and the lovely Jennifer Horn, who you know.
The DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep.
And how was that?
It was fun. It was always great talking. You know, we had Doug and I had a nice chat Christmas Eve.
At my house.
At your house.
Right.
And then we continued that on his show, and we had a nice time.
What'd you talk? Did you talk sports? Does Doug have the sports gene?
No, we didn't talk that much sports, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It was early in the morning. I know that.
But we should talk sports. Let's talk about that Rose Bowl. We kind of touched on it here. You said Mike Stoops, the defense, not together. That was, we have Howard Price in our sales department, a big Oklahoma Sooner fan. He is big and very disappointed. But Georgia did look pretty darn good. That was a double overtime Rose Bowl. That was one of the better Rose Bowls of recent years.
Yes, it was. But at the same time, what makes great games is that someone plays really bad. And and in this instance...
Well, nobody really played bad. It went to double overtime.
Yes, they did.
Oh, boy. Tell me about it.
Yes, they did. They did.
Because?
Well, because at halftime, Oklahoma had 31 points. The other people had like 14 or 17. Right?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, and so they came back out, and they just completely defensively, Oklahoma, coughed up the sport. Now, I've said this many, many times on this show and in my off the show, and I look at what defensive coordinators are doing in football today, pro and college, and because of the rules, because of the way they have engineered a specific outcome for these games,
right.
i.e., lots of passing. They want passing. So what they do is they penalize coverages, right?
Okay.
They penalize coverages, and they don't call holding at the line of scrimmage. And so there's a lot of things in there that are conducive to defensive coordinators putting their game plans, their defensive game plans, as far in adjusting to the passing game and kind of addressing the placement of linemen at the line of scrimmage secondarily, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Okay.
So in other words, because the game has changed and they want more passing, they've kind of enforced some rules and not enforced it.
And then what happens is they allow all this running. The Bulldogs got back in this game, not by passing, just by controlling the line of scrimmage. And here, I'm going to hand it to this kid, pitch it to this kid, and we're just going to block the hell out of these guys up front. And these guys, when you watched where Stoops placed his defenders at the line of scrimmage, right. It was asinine. It was completely ridiculous. You always hear this, that the edges, which is the defensive ends,
right
and left, you always hear that the defensive ends at the edge are weak or soft. One of the main reasons is they don't put a lineman there. They put a safety there. They'll put a linebacker standing up in a position. And when they go in motion, when the quarterback puts guys in motion and they flip the strength, there's no adjustment at the line of scrimmage.
And you always say the game is won and lost at
the line of scrimmage. So what was the main stat of the game? The main stat was Georgia coming out and getting back into this game against a very good team by running and controlling the line of scrimmage. It was an absolute disgrace. And not one person in the booth
talked about it.
Mentioned it. Again.
No, a lot of people saying that Georgia was incredible. They are wonderful. They're great.
They made
some changes in the game. They saw what was going on, right? And they came back out and said, hey, we're going
to. Or you can say, you know, dare I say, the cup is half empty. I can say that.
Yes, you can.
New Year's.
You can.
You know, the Oklahoma Sooners were terribly outcoached, and to allow this team to come back in at halftime broke the spirit of Oklahoma's offense. And Baker Mayfield came out and stunk up the place. In the second half, especially when the game was on the line. I mean, it's there to look at, you know, if you want to look at it.
Now, you played college, you played pros, you played all that. When you're ahead like that and you go in and you have a lead at halftime, it's just as important for the team that's got the lead to get the killer instinct to come back and put the game away, and then the other team goes in there and they say, look, we're getting killed here, let's make these changes. So you're saying Georgia outcoached Oklahoma.
Clearly outcoached and outplayed. And it was embarrassingly so. You know, the Stoops brothers, you know, Bob and Mike, Bob, head coach, retired, Mike, defensive coordinator, was the defensive coordinator, and then he left to become head coach at Arizona. He got fired and went back to Oklahoma, and Arizona hired Rich Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Right? So
who got fired also? We'll talk about that.
Yeah, he got fired too. And you haven't gotten fired recently, have you?
I don't think so. No. I don't know. I haven't left the building yet.
So what you get is you get a bowl game that everybody says, what a terrific game. It was a high-scoring game. You know, to me, once two teams score, they get beat 58-51, that's not – I don't want to see that game.
You don't want to see a 50.
No. It's just a blowout. It's just you have the ball. You throw it.
Yeah.
The only thing that was interesting that kept me going was my amazement that Georgia was running the ball so well. 300 yards against that defense.
Pretty good.
Well, I mean, and they made no adjustments. Now this would be interesting. I'd like to see this week. Let's have Courtney see if we can get a hold of the Oklahoman newspaper.
Oh, really? You want to get somebody on the Oklahoman? Okay.
And find out if anybody there is awake and they can talk about
that. Oh, I bet they're very upset. They take it
seriously. And here's what I want to be able to do. I'd like to be able to do this. It may not be next week or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
We're only on once a week. But I would like to talk to somebody in Oklahoma that I respect that would share in a conversation about this very subject.
All right, we'll see if we get somebody on from the newspaper, sports guy, right? Some kind of columnist.
Somebody like that. You're not going to get a coach to do it. I'd like to get Mike Stoops. I met Mike Stoops in Arizona. Nice guy. But, I mean, if I had to sit down and with a chalkboard and a piece of chalk in my hand and both of us decided we're going to draw up defenses to play a very tough running Georgia team.
Georgia team,
my defenses would be better.
And they had Bob Stoops there. Didn't they honor him kind of at halftime, or he was out there looking around?
He was on the sideline.
Yeah, he was on the sideline.
They gave him a pass, I guess.
Final score in that Rose Bowl game, by the way, Georgia 54, Oklahoma 48, double overtime.
Yeah, yeah.
But Fred said, nah, don't get so excited about the game. He was very disappointed.
It was like last year's game was it last year's game against Penn State?
Oh, yeah.
Was that a year ago?
Something like that. Yeah, Penn State, I think so.
Louise.
Penn State beat Washington, by the way, in the Fiesta Bowl, 35-28. So
I saw that. Yeah. I saw the results.
A lot of good bowl games. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the Sugar Bowl, the semifinal game with Alabama and Clemson, and then we'll get your handicapping here, your thought process for the big Monday playoff that's coming up. It's going to be the big one for all the marbles.
It is the big one.
Yeah, it's big. It is. It's the biggie.
It's so big.
The bigger than big.
It's beyond
it's
big.
It's huge.
So beyond big.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774. 5774.
Happy New Year from all of us at the Sports Lounge. Our producer, Courtney Cadera, technical staff, marketing people. Check it all out. You can find out more about us at crntalk.com/the lounge. In the new year, we're going to have a direct website for you to go right to the Sports Lounge. Check us all out. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So we talked about the Rose Bowl. That's half of this big championship game coming up Monday night. We had Georgia 54, Oklahoma 48, double overtime. Now let's talk about the Sugar Bowl. That was more of a little bit of a blowout. That was Alabama over Clemson. Alabama 24, Clemson 6. So what do you think? What's your handicap? What's your thought process? What happened in that game, Fred Dreyer?
Well, again, a line of scrimmage.
Again,
a line of scrimmage. And you forced Clemson to beat you passing, and they couldn't do that.
Yeah, and they couldn't do it for the passing. So yeah. Clemson have a shot at this thing at all? No, not really. They weren't in this game from the get-go.
Well, no. I do think that Alabama's healthy, and they're playing very, very well. What they do is great. What they do is they put their big people on you. They got a great down front four. So does Clemson. And I think if you were to handicap next week's championship game, the Bulldogs and Alabama, they both know each other very well.
Right.
You know,
kind of rivals.
Well, what's the coach's name at Georgia? What's his name? Do we have a off the top of my head?
I can't remember this.
But anyway, he was a coach at Alabama.
Right.
And so he left there to go to Georgia to take over and redo that program, and now they're back facing each other. And so from that standpoint, there's a lot of history between the two coaches and the two schools, certainly.
I think it was Bob Stoops, wasn't it?
No.
Sure. I just throw the names that I know. Kirby Smart.
Kirby. And he's
a Bulldog.
And he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
Kirby's
smart.
Good.
So
it's going to be one at the line of scrimmage, and I don't think – the Bulldogs are going to do anything surprising. They'll have some surprise plays. They'll do some things off of certain things, you know. I think they'll probably have a special team play. But I think they'll rely on just playing solid fundamentally and just running the ball at them, making them stop, and then maybe throwing the ball a little bit when necessary to control the ball. But I think it's going to be is it going to try to keep Alabama's offense off the field. It's pretty standard, very conservative, and it's going to be interesting to see. I'm going to watch what Alabama does differently than what Oklahoma did, especially in the second half.
You're going to be looking for that, okay?
See, so I'll take a peek at where they place their men. Every once in a while, both teams. But every once in a while, Alabama comes out with a four-man line. You see, the history of the 34 defense, the three-man line,
right?
It was brought into pro football by Miami in the 70s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, early 1972, I think it was, 71, 72. And it was only because they didn't have enough good four. They didn't have four good down linemen to play a front four, you know.
Right,
and so they caused a lot of confusion for a lot of the teams they played, because it's one thing to have a 34 front when the game is over and you're having a prevent defense and you put in take a linebacker and a lineman out and you have six defensive backs and two linebackers and three down linemen, you know, it gives offenses a little bit of a problem. But now they use it as a strategic weapon because it's good for what they call pre-snap looks, which means as the quarterback comes out of the huddle, he sees a bunch of players, linemen, linebackers, and safeties and cover people kind of within about a 6-7 yard radius of the ball. You know, the pre-snap look is you don't know until you get to the line of scrimmage who the linemen are supposed to block. You know, you have fun confusing people right up to the snap of the ball, rather than coming out and seeing four down linemen, three linebackers, and you know, the standard boilerplate defenses that people run. But I just think that if you can run a four man line, if you have good down linemen and you coach them how to control the line of scrimmage and how to pass rush and run your stunts off of that. There's nothing better than a real good four-man line.
Are we going to watch the game together, you and I, on Monday, kind of pack a picnic?
We could do that. I could bring some wings.
I'll bring over a six-pack
some beer. I'm going to bring a case. I'm going to bring a case of beer, and we'll really get drunk and lay out on your lawn.
I like it when you yell at the TV. You do that when you watch news shows and at football. It's great fun.
Yeah, I told my brother this morning, I says, you know, this is going to be a great year for me.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Happy New Year, everybody. Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. So we talked about Kirby Smart from the Bulldogs, the Georgia Bulldogs. But what about Alabama, Tide?
Is that the right pronunciation?
Nick Saban. Some call him Mr. Saban.
I think it's Saban.
You think it's No, Nick has quietly been just this incredibly great coach with Alabama. And, of course, they beat Clemson 24-6, I think, was the final score.
Yep.
But so this bowl game is going to be coming up. So how do you see this working out between Georgia and Alabama? What do you think? What's going to happen? Is coaching going to play a part in this between Smart and Saban? Well, I mean, come on. It's like, who's going to prepare their team better for what's going to
happen? Well, they're both very capable. I think the game, I don't think anyone's going to make a blunder like, Mike Stoops did. I think you're going to make your corrections. I'm not going to let him off the mat.
Because, you're not letting Stoops? He's going pretty heavy against.
That's, again, this is a crazy culture we live in. Nobody really wants to call anything out except, in politics. We always talk about politics being a part of the sports, of
right.
sports and everything. But it's such a huge part of sports journalism today, the politic of the left, and, hurting people's feelings and these things.
Well,
here
you want a political story, just as a side note here. You know, the NFL ratings have been dipping with all the kneeling and everything going on.
Yeah.
College football, they did some research here, and the playoff ratings have risen in the last year, in 2017. The semifinals, back throughout the season, it's the highest it's been since the first season of the postseason in 2015.
And let me ask you just
a question.
So the
people are watching college.
Yes, they are. And one of the reasons they're gravitating to that sport
right.
is because it's a good, clean, fast game. Everybody has a haircut. Don't laugh. Everybody has a haircut. Everybody behaves themselves pretty good. And they're just young, naive kids. And a lot of the celebration that they have is spontaneous. They're not sitting in their locker room trying to draw up a diagram or a production notes of how to celebrate when they score a touchdown or make a big play like they do in pro football.
Yeah.
So college football is receiving its due.
I think I'm picking Georgia in this final the game, the college football playoff national championship. It's going to be at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. Mercedes-Benz putting a lot of money in. They got the stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. They've got the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans, where the NFC wildcard playoff between Carolina and New Orleans will be playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Mercedes-Benz put a lot of money in these stadiums.
Well, I hear that they're giving everyone who comes to the stadium early, like the Dodgers would give away a batting helmet.
Yeah.
They're giving away a convertible.
That is not true.
I think that's
true. You might have heard that, but that is not true.
I do think that's true.
Not true. By the way, just a couple other bowl games here. You might not make any comments. Notre Dame over LSU 21-17 in the Citrus Bowl. Peach Bowl, UCF 34, Auburn 27. Outback Bowl, South Carolina 26, Michigan 19. Orange Bowl. Wisconsin, I was pulling for them, 34 over Miami, 24. Fiesta Bowl, Penn State, we mentioned, 35, Washington, 28. And this, Iowa State and the Liberty Bowl over Memphis, 21-20. Here's my favorite was the Tax Slayer Bowl. That was Mississippi State over Louisville. And my doctor's a big Louisville fan, but they lost 31-17. And the Cotton Bowl started them all off there, Ohio State over USC. You had some comments on this game, 24-7. You think is it over at USC for a while again? What happened?
You cannot.
Uh-oh.
Well, first of all, I'm going to preface it. You have to, I guess, to be fair. USC had their offensive line was hammered.
Right.
Right. But having said that, these Ohio State guys, There's six guys on the line of scrimmage.
They're ready.
If you want to watch the absolute zenith of what I talk about every week about this sport being defined at the line of scrimmage,
watch Ohio State.
Watch that game. And when I saw this matchup, I said, "That's it. It's a matter of how many bodies if they're able to field a team at halftime."
Is Woody Harrelson still coaching Ohio State?
I think he is still there.
It was Woody Harrelson, wasn't it?
It was Woody Harrelson,
the famous coach of all time.
Hey, by the way, I'm looking at the roster of games, and there's like 60 of them. I haven't. No, really. I mean, count them.
Yeah, there are. We don't need to go
through
them.
Where's San Diego State and Army?
Yeah, Sandy, you know who got surprised at San Diego State? Yeah. I went through the list of coaches to our good friend Bob Henry, who is a sergeant at arms here on the show.
Yes.
He had no clue that your coaches were Joe Gibbs, Don Coryell,
John Madden.
John Madden, Ernie Zambezi,
Rod Dauhauer.
Rod Dauhauer.
Yep.
And a couple other guys, too. You had like amazing coaches at San Diego State when you played there.
Oh, yeah. We've
talked about this on the show before, but that must have been great.
That was, it was great. You know what was really fun?
Right.
When you show up at pro football camp, and with the Giants in Fairfield, Connecticut, when you walk out on the field, you really don't know what to expect. You don't know if you're way behind or if all these guys are so much better because they're professional. You don't know what the relationship is. It's kind of a murky experience. But when you show up and then you start moving around, within about an hour, I realized that my coaching in college is really pulling me through this.
Give us your thoughts on that. Email FredDreyer@crntalk.com. FredDreyer@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Back in the sports lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Happy New Year to everybody. All right, so we talked some college over there. We should look a little bit. We should take a peek here at your former team, the Los Angeles Rams. I mean, they went from literally an unprecedented journey from worst to first. They had Jeff Fisher as their coach, and I guess Fisher was handling all aspects of the game, right? He was defense coach, offensive coach, all that
kind
of
thing. Well, he's primarily a defensive coach.
Yeah. So they bring in this guy McVay. Sean McVay comes in, this kid. He's like 18 years old. And you got to love this guy. He's actually 31 years old, and he is already at 31 considered one of the game's sharpest offensive minds. So he handles the offense, but he brings in the guy's smart enough here. You got to hand it to this McVay guy. He turned this team around.
Yes, he
rushing
did.
And everything with this thing. You know, I mean, yeah. Gurley was not doing anything for the last couple of seasons, and all of a sudden Gurley's name became just synonymous with a good run. They got a running game going. So he brings in with him some coaches like the offensive coordinator, Matt LaFleur. Also, he brought in, he had worked with Matt Ryan, LaFleur did. Quarterback coach Greg Olson became in. Offensive coordinator, offensive line coach Aaron Cromer. I mean, he brought these guys together. Your thoughts on this? You played for the Rams, and you saw this turnaround. Last year, we're sitting here saying, like, you know, you guys, Vince Ferragamo was on here saying, like, hey, there's nothing happening here with these Rams. This year, an entirely different story.
Well, again, if you are just organized and you hire the right people to do the things that are necessary, you're going to win at least half your games. I figured when they got a new coach, and this guy was a quarterback's coach,
right?
That Goff, you know, the interesting thing was is that how do you hire Jeff Fisher? How do you draft Goff when there's nobody on the Rams staff to coach him? I just couldn't believe it.
That's the key. There was, and you said this from the get-go, that you had this young kid there, and there was nobody there to work with the kid.
Absolutely nobody there, and he just kind of just sat there. And it was unbelievable. But anyway, they got the right guy. Somebody the other thing is he was smart enough to say, look, I'm going to hire a defensive coach. And he's going to run the defense, and I'm going to be right down over here running the offense.
Smart.
And then I'm going to hire a real good special team coach, and that guy's going to do his job. So everybody on the team knows that guy knows how to delegate responsibility, and therefore leadership comes out of responsibility and accomplishment. And all of these coaches are very well respected. They all do a great job. And that's just how you would run a business. That's what Donald Trump is doing for the United States, actually.
Who is the guy that we congratulate for getting this guy McVay in there? I think I would give it to our buddy Andy Camacho. I think he made the
Andy.
We love Andy Camacho.
Who do we thank
for this deal? I mean, there's some genius that brought Sean McVay in and then allowing McVay to do his thing and then turning the team around.
Yeah,
McVay was on Washington, wasn't he? Wasn't he?
He was in Washington and. It's kind of known in the industry if you're paying attention.
Yep.
You know, Kroenke, the owner of the Rams, hired a general manager, and Les Snead says, "Here's what we should do.
We should give Les a tip of the cap."
And that is true. You either had to fire the general manager and everybody underneath him. All the way down and out the door, or you leave Snead there. Snead must have come up with him and said, look, this is bring me back, and this is who I'm going after, and this is what I'm going to do. And remember, they didn't go on a long hunt. They kind of knew who they wanted.
They went after the left tackle, Andrew Whitworth. They went in there. They got the center, Rich Saul. They brought him in. Also, John Sullivan. They had standout. I made that up. They had
you're right. Rich is in there. He's in there.
Didn't play much this year.
With his two thumbs. He's got two bad thumbs.
They got the Rams got these receivers, Sammy Watkins, Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, all this stuff over there. And the key thing that I think no one will talk about that you mentioned is that Jared Goff made strides as a second-year quarterback because they brought somebody in to work with this kid.
Yeah. They talked to him and appealed to him.
Yeah.
And from in common sense.
Greg Olsen, the quarterback coach, we got to give him a tip of the hat. This is, I'm telling you, this is a turnaround. And a lot of people are saying, oh, well, the Rams are back. They're playing like they're still in St. Louis. They really turned this around. And now what they got, their new stadium may be completed, in a couple of years. And if they continue this kind of movement and keep with these winning ways, they might have a real franchise here. Now, the other unsung thing, and I hate to talk Los Angeles here, but they didn't make the playoffs, but San Diego's former team, now the LA Chargers, you gotta like that Phillip Rivers. Those guys turned around towards the end and made a push.
They lost their first four games.
Yep.
And they wound up 9-7. So they were 9-3 the last 12 games of the season.
And we've got to talk to our friends up in the Bay Area, the 49ers, putting in a different coach. They ended the season with a five-year win streak, didn't they? Five-game win streak, I think.
Yeah, Shanahan.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan? I don't know what it was. It was Shanahan, one of the Shanahans.
But
I think it was the youngest of the Flying Shanahans, which were the great circus performers.
They were. I don't know if you saw the P.T. Barnum movie, but the Shanahans were in it.
Yeah, the Shanahans were in there, along with the Seven Little Foys.
We're really getting bad here. Look up the Seven Little Foys, everybody, just so you can know how old Fred and I are. Seven Little Foys. Even I don't remember that. Seven Little Foys.
Oh, come on. The Little Foys. You had a big foy.
Little foy foy?
You had a big foy, and then you had seven little ones.
Was it really a Shanahan? Okay. We're having a good time here as we recap the NFL season.
That's what we're doing, actually. That's what we're doing here.
It's kind of our new year.
I know you had a glazed over look there, but this is what we're recapping.
It's the coffee.
We're recapping coffee. Is what we're doing.
Yeah, recapping the whole thing. We'll do it again next week, too. We just love to recap everything. I got some tires I could recap, too, on my truck. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, our fan mail segment. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Beverly has said, nice show. Please do another Hunter. Is that possible?
Well, how great is that? Yeah. Thank you for the compliment on our show. I'd love to do another Hunter. I think we could, the TV culture and the film culture in America could take another Hunter. I'd like to do another one.
Yeah. John says, Fred Dreyer, Happy New Year. Any update you can share on a Land's End DVD. That's just, you did one of the first syndicated shows, Land's End.
It was one of the first run syndicated shows.
In Cabo San Lucas, for God's sake.
Down there in Cabo. And, you know, that's the show I'd like to go back down and do a two-hour movie of.
Yeah, that'd be good. That two-hour movie would be great.
I'd go back down and do a bunch of those.
Could I have a part in it?
I'd bring you down there. We could throw you off a building down there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Dr. John says, gone are the good old days of Ed Marinaro, Fred Dreyer, and the G-O-A-T himself, Merlin Olsen.
Goat. You know what the goat means?
What was the goat?
Greatest of all time.
Merlin Olsen.
Merlin
good.
Olsen.
He was great.
Yep.
Let's see. T.L. Young says, I've been a Hunter fan since I was 12.
Ah.
I have the Hunter theme song on my phone and on my machine. It works for me.
Hey, baby. That's the way to
you
work.
You should have that on your phone, the Hunter
All
theme.
All right. I'll do
Can
that.
Can we do that?
Sure.
That would be fantastic.
Oh, it would be wonderful.
Butch says, congrats, Fred, on your team making the postseason. It's been a long time coming.
Right? Yeah, it has. We were just talking about that on the show today. I'm very proud of the boys. They reacted beautifully. I think Sean McVay will be the coach of the year.
And finally, Ken says, Jack Youngblood and Fred Dreyer harassed Jim Zorn. Week 10, 1979, the Rams shut out the Seahawks. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. Stay with us. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Those of you watching on video, we do this show live on Wednesday in the studio.
Is this live?
And you can watch what goes on at 4 p.m. Pacific time, at 7 Eastern, at crntalk.com, where you can go to your Roku box, go to your Roku device if you have it on your TV,
Roku.
And look at CRN1, and you can watch Fred. Fred just stood up and pointed at his rear end because he is showing off what you should have worn to Bob and Rosemary's anniversary, your brand new Levi's. They're beautiful.
I didn't have them. They didn't come in yet.
So you wore your old ones.
I ordered them. They came in from Asia Air.
We went to this 65th anniversary celebration to our Sergeant at Arms, Bob Henry and his lovely wife Rosemary, and it's kind of a casual thing. But it was, you know, people were in sport coats and everything. I should have mentioned to you to have a sport coat.
But sucker punch me right
you
now. Is that what you're going to do?
What was that sweatshirt that you had on? Was that
Loyola Marymount?
It's beautiful.
Great.
It was
shirt.
Good.
It's a great shirt.
It was great.
The three holes I had in it were
at
the right spot.
But these Levi's are looking great. And what are those? Are those Tommy?
They're
Wranglers.
Tommy Bahamas.
I usually wear my Tommy Bahamas.
Yeah, believe me, you don't want to. You know,
yeah, I do.
You don't want to tell people you're wearing
Tommy Bahama
jeans.
All guys like me. Women not so crazy, but that's it. Anyway, so back here to the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks so much for being with us today. The Rams turned things around a little bit. A couple of other notes here we should make. First off, I think in this new year, and I'm serious about this because we joke around a lot, you had two safeties in one game in the same quarter, and you are not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I want to lobby our listeners and get going. I'm serious. I'm not just joking on
that.
That's because that record will withstand the test of time.
Well,
I mean, it's not just records, but
no,
you were an all-pro defensive end.
Yeah.
You were known as the Sultan of Safeties.
Yes, I was Sultan.
You had a great career with the Giants and especially with the Rams.
I was the Sultan.
Yeah, I think we should get you in there. I think we should work on that.
We're all right. We should just leave it
yeah,
alone.
Yeah, I know. You just want to leave it alone. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll work on that. Email me, okay? info@crntalk.com. We'll get it going. info@crntalk.com. Couple of other notes here. Arizona, you mentioned his name earlier, Coach Rich Rodriguez.
Rich Rodriguez.
This is the sexual harassment thing. Have you seen they're putting together from the Hollywood community now? Has got a group with Eva Longoria
and
Reese Witherspoon.
They funded this.
Yeah, and Steven Spielberg, and they're coming up with all this. You know, I think that women should be treated nicely and not lusted over.
This is a scam. This is now a witch hunt. This is a scam.
I liken this to the communistic trials back in the 50s or something. They're going to go nuts on this now.
Well,
any guy that just kind of looked the wrong way or touched some woman on the shoulder is going down for the count.
Yeah,
so
you're guilty by accusing.
Yep.
It's the old communist. Were you or have you ever been?
So we mentioned this because Rich Rodriguez, six seasons with the Arizona Wildcats. There's a sexual harassment allegation. All it has to be is an allegation, and you get fired.
Well, here's the interesting thing. They were going to fire him on football reasons, and they should have.
But now they got a reason here.
But now they said, well, how about this? How about we're going to get you on sexual reasons?
So the guy says, I got to leave. So he left.
He left. I don't know where he's going to show up. Where is he going to show up, you think?
I don't know. I'm going to be
Oklahoma,
around.
I think
By the way, you one time got called into the office many times at Carol Rosenblum's office, didn't you, when you were on the Rams?
Yes.
On like a Friday afternoon?
Yeah. I was naughty, and they would call me in.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Would he call you personally?
Yes.
He would pick up the phone and say, get in here?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Too bad he didn't listen to you. And
well, he should have hired Don Corio. I'd have had a couple Super Bowl rings.
And Vegas, listen to this, their sports book lost a record $11.4 million on baseball because of Yu Darvish and the Dodgers losing the World Series.
Yu Darvish. Where is he now, Yu Darvish?
I don't know.
Lowe's Oblivion?
Astros. He was talking to the Astros, too. The Astros took an $11 million bite out of Las Vegas sports books by winning the World Series.
But what team is going to sign him? Dodgers on it.
I think he's going to play for the CRN Chargers.
God, that's a good team.
It's a good team. And we don't mind if he tips his pitches because the guys we play need to know what's coming.
How do you tip your pitches in the World Series after you've been told don't pitch them? Don't tip. How do you do that?
I don't know. You just wait for the fastball.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael, along with Fred Dreyer. And I apologize, Fred. We were up against the hard break there in the segment on our emails. And Ken sent you an email, and there's a picture of Jack Youngblood and you, Fred Dreyer, harassing Jim Zorn. It was Week 10, 1979. The L.A. Rams shut out the Seahawks in the Kingdome, 24-0. Tell me about this.
Well, this was a Super Bowl year, actually.
Oh, that's right, 79.
Yes. Yeah, so six games later, we were in the playoffs. But what was interesting about this very game is we set a National Football League record for
biggest crowd
not giving up any yardage. As a matter of fact, it was a minus 24 yards. That's what they had.
Minus 24.
Yeah, it was one of the first games ever to for a team to have a minus yardage.
Now, I'm looking at this picture. I'm getting goosebumps, and I'm going to describe it for our radio listeners because there's 85 Youngblood. He's putting the tackle on Jim Zorn. And right around the corner, almost there at the same time, is number 89U. And there is, you can see inside your mask there, your mouth is open like, yeah, you're going crazy. You're really moving in on this thing. It's a great photograph.
Yeah, it's a good photograph.
And I want this on our wall here at CRN.
No, there it is. We can.
Well, I got to get a better picture than this.
You got to blow it up.
Whoever, right. Ken, if you have a copy of this, get this to us so we can post it up here at CRN. You know, get Fred the autograph one for you.
It must have come out of a book or something.
From Ken.
A magazine. A magazine. It looks like a magazine photograph.
It's really
but anyway, this was a 24-0 win. But the story behind the story was the fact is they had minus yardage.
Minus yardage. That's a big deal. Now, one final story here. You know, the Cubs World Series champions 2 years ago. Talking about the Rams turning around, going from worst to being first. The Cubs, World Series champions, this year they're being sued for better wheelchair access at Wrigley Field.
Are they going to put the cement ramps in?
The 20-year-old Cubs fan suing the team to force them to provide better wheelchair access at Wrigley Field. They're getting sued.
See what happens when you don't win?
When you don't win, they go after you anyway there. But yeah, they'll fix that. They'll get
They better fix it.
They have to do it. It's like the law.
These guys, hey, these wheelchair people, they, this is, the, you know, look, if you're in Chicago or whatever, wherever city you live in.
You said it the right way. Chicago is good.
Yeah. And it, but you know, you going to these games means a lot to people who are you know, wheelchair bound or, you know, they can't get around as much as you and I could.
You got to get out of here. You want to say goodbye to everybody?
I'm going to say goodbye and we'll see you next time.
Fred Dreyer. Go check out his website, freddreyer.co.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.